Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So the Pharisees said to him, You testify on your own behalf, so your testimony cannot be verified. Jesus answered and said to them, Even if I do testify on my own behalf, my testimony can be verified, because I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge by appearances. But I do not judge anyone. And even if I should judge, my judgment is valid, because I am not alone. But it is I and the Father who sent me. Even in your law it is written that the testimony of two men can be verified. I testify on my behalf, and so does the Father who sent me. So they said to him, Where is your father? Jesus answered, You know neither me nor my father. If you knew me, you would know my father also. He spoke these words while teaching in the treasury in the temple area. But no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord. I love the light, and by contrast, I dread the darkness. Ever since I was a little boy, I have been scared of the dark. This week, Father Daniel will be on vacation, and you will see all the lights on in the rectory at night. Because poor Father John is scared of the dark. I also love this time of year. Because we see more light in the mornings and in the evenings. The light makes me happy and reassures me that all will be well with the world. But I am not alone in being scared of the dark. I believe all human beings dread the dark, and we all love the light. That is one reason we love building a fire at a camp and sit entranced by its flickering flames. We love to look at the light. Thomas Edison, who perfected the incandescent light bulb, boasted, "We will make electricity for a light bulb so cheap that only the rich will burn candles." And he was right. Electric light bulbs are available for the masses, for everyone. While it feels like a luxury to light a candle, for light. In other words, it's not just me, but we touch something deep in human nature when we recognize that we love the light and we dread the dark. In the gospel today, we hear Jesus pronounce one of his seven I am sayings. Those I am sayings are intended to show that Jesus is equal to God, whose name is I Am. Indeed, Jesus is not just equal to God, he is God, God the Son. In this passage from John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus declares, I am the light of the world. And I have to confess, this is my favorite of the seven I am sayings. Why? Well, because Jesus is with me, and therefore I never have to turn on another light bulb. That is, I do not have to dread the dark. In other words, Jesus is assuring us that he will scatter that darkness, that all humanity All of us instinctively fear when we light candles, when we build fire at camps, when we throw another log on the fireplace, when we switch on every light, when Father Daniel goes on vacation. Jesus is the true light of the world, who finally and fully overcomes the deepest darkness of all in our hearts and in the world. Did you know that the Bible ends with a return to the theme of light? In the last two chapters of Revelation, St. John also sees how Jesus is the light of the world. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 23, we read, "The city had no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gave it light, and its lamp was the Lamb." In other words, Jesus is the Lamb of God, who is also the light of the world. And his light is infinitely better than Edison's incandescent light bulb, and more efficient than any modern LED light. But Revelation chapter 22, verse 5 goes even further and insists, "Night will be no more, nor will they need light from lamp or sun, for the Lord God shall give them light, and they shall reign forever and ever." The fact that Christ's light shines so bright that it obliterates the night means I will never have to turn on all the lights in the house again. Why not? Because there will be no more night, and no one will dread the dark. We will all walk in the light of the lamp, who is the Lamb, who is Jesus, the light of the world. My friends, do you know what light really is? The light that emanates from candles and fires and LED bulbs, that light. It is a natural sacrament, or as we call it in the Catholic Church, a sacramental. That is, light is not one of the seven sacraments instituted by Christ to give grace, but it is one of the natural sacraments instituted by God at the dawn of creation to prepare us for the coming of Christ. In Latin, we call it the vestigia Dei, or traces of God, or put more poetically, God's footprints. Just like holy water is a sacramental, and when we walk into church, we dip our finger in it and make the sign of the cross, and it reminds us of our baptism and our being born again in Christ, so sunlight, candlelight, even light bulbs serve as reminders and representatives of the true light, Jesus, who enlightens every person. Why does Jesus enlighten everyone? Because we all love the light and dread the dark. Praised be Jesus Christ.